New York City Council is debating a new law that would force landlords to post a tenant's bill of rights in the lobbies of all apartment buildings. On February 16, 2011, bill sponsor and council member Fernando Cabrera announced on the steps of City Hall that the new legislation aims to inform tenants of basic rights they already have but may not know about.
The reality is that this bill is truly overdue.
The law would require that landlords post the bill where it is visible to all tenants, as well as attach it to leases and renewal agreements. Landlords who fail to comply could be fined up to $250.
Here we're really targeting those landlords that have refused to really give what is due to people.
Cabrera said almost half of the complaints his district office receives each year are about tenants' issues. The Bill of Rights would help tenants protect themselves against discrimination, harassment, and unlawful eviction. Councilmember Robert Jackson said he supports the proposed law 100%.
Majority of the landlords are doing a good job, but some of them are trying to rip us off.
Yeah,
and not giving us the heat and hot water and things that we need. I will be signing on immediately.
The proposed law is City Council's latest attempt to crack down on unscrupulous landlords. Last February, the council passed the Tenants' Fair Chance Act, a bill that requires landlords to disclose which screening companies they use for tenant background checks and tell renters why they have been denied an apartment. Councilmember Daniel Garodnick said posting the Bill of Rights will help tenants to further protect themselves.
This is a great and very exciting next step to the assortment of tenant protection legislation that has come out of this council. And of course, we pass all of these rights and they're really of no use unless people know what they are.
That's right.
Richard Steiger, who lives in Manhattan's Stuyvesant town and is a member of the neighborhood's Tenants Association, said having a Bill of Rights posted in hallways is crucial, as too many tenants are unaware of what they are legally allowed to do.
I am going to post this today in my building, and it's a question of educating tenants throughout the city so they know what rights they have in case those rights are trampled on.
Sally Dunford of the West Bronx Housing and Neighborhood Resource Center said the Bill of Rights will help tenants stand up to landlords threatening wrongful eviction. She said this is the first time information like this has been made readily available to tenants.
People really don't know their rights. And then when you add to the fact that when you're going up against landlord, you're going up against somebody with money, usually, who usually has a lawyer, and you don't have the resources. So, and you're dealing with your home, which means you're emotionally involved, and you're dealing with your family's future. It's an uneven playing field just for that reason.
Cabrera said he is working to schedule a hearing to pass the bill, which must be voted on by City Council before it can go into effect. For Pavement Pieces, this is Catherine Catalia.